Hey girls, welcome to Girl How, the ultimate podcast to solve all your girl problems.
This is Fazana, a law graduate and a digital creator.
And this is Sarobi, a student and a blogger. Listen to the whole of today's podcast to ensure that you are the best girl boss that you can be. In this episode, we'll be doing our first ever episode of 2023. So we hope that you have either come back to listen to more of our podcasts this year, which we're extremely blessed about, or if you are a newcomer and you have come to see or listen to our podcast for the very first time, we really hope that you're very welcome and that you have a good year ahead and you keep listening to us for 2023. But today's podcast episode is going to be about there is no point of New Year's resolutions, because a lot of people actually set New Year's resolutions at the start of the year. Perhaps you did that in December 2022 or January 2023, or perhaps, you know, for the past few days, you actually have realized that you've either been keeping up or you haven't been keeping up with your New Year's resolutions. So we wanted to do a debate about this. And in this debate, I will actually be against the statement. So I, Sarobi, will be against the statement, there is no point of New Year's resolutions. And my sister, Fazana, will be for the statement, there is no point of New Year's resolutions. And of course, as we always say, make sure to read the disclaimer in the description box below as it relates to every single podcast of this series, including this one. And without any further ado, I'm going to jump right into the debate. And without any further ado for this debate, I'm going to let my sister get started.
Welcome everyone to Girl How podcast, and I'm really excited to be starting off the first point, which is all about the fact that I believe in this debate that there's no point actually any setting up any goals for the New Year's resolutions. And the reason why I say this is because I believe that not everyone can be as specific with their goals and they lack planning, which leads most of us actually not be able to achieve those in a rightly manner and in the time frame that we want to achieve, which is basically a year. The reason is because sometimes what we do is that we have all these parties on the 21st of December of every year, and then we plan that on the 1st of January we're going to be doing this and that, but we actually end up sleeping till 12 p.m. and that doesn't make us really want to achieve our goals anymore, which is why I feel like that people have a lack of planning when it comes to setting up the New Year's resolution goals. And also they're not very specific with the goals. For example, I might be having this goal that I want to, let's say, lose weight, which is probably one of the most popular one, and I may have put in my bullet journal that I want to lose this many pound, let's say, or lose weight. Let's say just I put I want to lose weight this year, but I'm not being specific with that. How much do I want to lose weight? How much do I want to work out in a week or a day? What kind of foods am I going to eat to be able to make sure that I can achieve that goal as quickly as possible, not just waiting for the whole year to end? So it's very important that you know, some of us actually have that in mind that we're going to be doing all these things and be as good at planning. But sometimes all of us sometimes also get too much into planning and doing no action at all. And that can be also a very problematic situation. So I feel like the New Year's resolutions do not really, really help you in a way, because I'll be discussing more points about why it does not work out. But I feel like the first thing that I want to start it off with is the fact that not everyone can be patient with planning, and also not everybody specific with their goals.
So I think that definitely that can be a problem for not just New Year's resolutions, but for any goals. Like even if a student wants to study today and they tell themselves, you know, I'm just going to study today, anyone can struggle with that, because then the student is not going to know what subject they're studying, what revision techniques they're going to use, how many hours they will study. So obviously planning is incredibly important. And I feel like it is very naive to think that people don't know how to plan, because I feel like everyone has planned at least once in their lives. Like even if you're in year five or year six, like, you know, you're like 11, 12 years old, you have planned for your exams. Like you've planned that, oh, I'm going to do English today. So I don't think people know not, you know, they're not unaware on how to plan. And I think that that was going to be my point for these 2 minutes, which is the fact that nowadays, I think that New Year's resolutions are becoming even more stronger because more people actually know how to plan better and more efficiently. So for example, there is a specific app called Notion, which is what a lot of people use. And a lot of people even make videos on how to actually go through Notion, how to plan and set out their goals, how to make it very efficient and developed, and also within the specific time frame. And there is also a system of how to do goals, which is known as a SMART system. And this system is actually something that a lot of people have been, you know, trying to integrate into their New Year's goals. So in my opinion, I think that people do know how to plan. Again, it's very naive to think that, you know, in New Year's resolutions, people will not know how to be realistic and how to be specific. So that would be my point, that actually, I think people are now knowing how to research and how to plan and execute their goals much more efficiently. And therefore, we should have New Year's resolutions.
Okay, I may have agreed that there are many apps out there, but obviously that can be really confusing for people to choose which one works for them. And by the time they actually, you know exactly which app to use and for how to plan their life and all those kind of things, the year actually ends. So that actually does happen as well. Or sometimes January goes by and February goes by and the people are like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. Let me just start next year. So it's important that we also realize that that can also happen. And at the same time, I feel like when we plan these New Year's resolutions, it's in a way telling we are telling ourselves that this is something that we should be quote unquote doing and we're not doing, which means that we are basically bad people or people that we're not doing enough take care of ourselves, because this is something that quote unquote we should be doing anyway. For example, losing weight or going to the gym and all those kind of stuff. So that kind of can actually put some people down and think that why I'm completely happy the weight that I am, for example, why do I have to, like others, have to put a goal that I have to achieve this many pounds or this many kgs by the end of the year so that I can feel better, quote unquote, about myself. So sometimes some people don't even need a New Year's resolutions and they're completely fine with their life the way they are and however much or how little they're growing in themselves. So it's very important that we're not pressurizing every single one a person out there to think that they need New Year's resolutions, thinking that that's the most important thing to do in the New Year's anyway. So I think that there's no need of, you know, putting this out. And I think that putting yourself in this kind of mindset that you should be quote unquote doing something, it actually can make you feel more bad and or worse than what you're actually feeling. So I don't think we need to have these kind of standards on ourselves and on everyone.
Well, I honestly have to really disagree with that. And the reason why is because I think that, yes, you said that it can be very confusing and people might need to experiment with, you know, how they're going to set their goals, how they're going to plan out their goals. But in my opinion, I think that I honestly believe that we are always learning new things. And I think that's the point of life. The point of life is that it is a journey and we're going to learn new things along the way. And it is okay for you to change your goals throughout the year or think that, you know what, actually, you know, once, let's say you've lost, let's say 2 kilograms, you might realize that, you know what, I don't really need to lose anymore. I think I'm just happy with losing these 2 kilograms. I don't need to fulfill my aim of doing 10 kilograms. So you can change your goals. Or for example, if you studied, you might realize that, you know what, I thought I was going to just make flashcards, but now I feel like actually just making mind maps is more helpful for me. So that, you know, you can change around and no one is, you know, putting a bullet in your head and telling you that you have to follow it and execute it really straight away. And it's okay to experiment. But also at the same time, the thing that you said about, you know, accepting yourself, that you should accept yourself the way you are and you don't need to feel compelled to really do New Year's resolutions. I think that a lot of people believe that accepting yourself is the opposite or is the contradicting or, yeah, it's the opposite of improving ourselves. I feel like a lot of people think that self-acceptance is not equal to self-improvement, and I think that that's not true. You can accept yourself and you can be willing to improve yourself at the same time. Like, I think that in order to self-improve, you need to accept you have weaknesses first. So we need to stop thinking that, oh, I want to, you know, accept myself and I want to really, you know, I want to accept myself and I want to really, you know, I don't have to improve myself because I'm just perfect the way I am. That's okay to, you know, love yourself. But again, you don't need to really have this mindset that, you know, I can't improve myself any further because I'm perfect. You can have that balance of accepting yourself and improving yourself. And the last point that I would really say is to actually believe that some people actually find it more comfortable to set New Year's resolutions because it's something that's standardized and it won't be judged by. Because if you suddenly set a goal of, you know, losing weight in August, that can be less motivating because other people are not there to motivate you. Whilst in New Year's resolutions, everyone knows that you're setting goals and no one will judge you that you want to lose weight at this point because everyone is also working on their own goals. So I think it gives a good mindset and I think that that actually makes it less overwhelming for everyone and it almost standardizes everyone's goals. So that would be my point, that actually I think that setting New Year's resolutions makes it less overwhelming because everyone is setting goals as well.
Okay, and I would like to say about that obviously I was going to get to that point about what you said about August and stuff, but I feel like that everyone should have their own time or pick their own time when they want to start improving themselves. It doesn't have to be like for everyone, yeah, the 1st of January, that's when everybody has to start, you know, improving themselves. Otherwise, you're a loser, basically. You can't start in February or you can't start in March because that's not January. There's no point for you starting your goals on those times because... Why would you do that? Because at the beginning of the year, that's when you should be starting. But I feel like that some people, let's say a person who is, let's say, on the very overweight side and they want to lose weight, but because they might be going through some kind of a mental health or a physical condition that is keeping them away from achieving that goal in the month of January, doesn't it mean that they can actually start working on themselves from February or March or even April? Doesn't mean that they have to now start and wait for January, you know, 2024 to be able to do that, or any other year for that matter. So it's very important that everyone should be able to pick up their own time and space and, you know, whenever they feel comfortable to start those changes, because change is always very uncomfortable and not everybody's willing to do that on the 1st of January 2023 or any year for that matter. So it's very important that also another thing that I would like to mention about you said about judgments. I believe that no one should be worried about who's going to judge them and what time and date and month they actually set the goals, because goals are only for you and no one else, and you are going to be looking at yourself for in the next 3, 4, 5 months. However you turn out in the next 5, 4, 3 months, you are going to be accountable for yourself and for your own goals and what changes and habits that you made in your own self. And nobody should be able to tell you that, oh my God, why did you do that for? So this kind of statements and this kind of over worrying, it doesn't really help anyone, not the person who is talking about these things, but also the person who is setting the goals. So I believe that anyone should be able to pick their own time when they want to set goals, and they should not be caring about judgments.
Well, to be honest, again, I think that I understand what you mean about, you know, picking your time and picking that, you know what, it's August and you might, for example, realize, do you really want to start going to the gym 3 times a week? You can start doing that. And, you know, you are almost saying that if you set New Year's resolutions, you are contradicting the fact that So essentially, when you pick, for example, if you're, let's say it's August and you want to lose weight, right? You are saying that those people who believe in New Year's resolutions, we are going to shame those people who are trying to lose weight in August. That's not what New Year's resolutions are about. And those people who believe in New Year's resolutions, we are never going to stop anyone from achieving their goals in December or in February or in April. We're never going to stop anyone. But what we're trying, the reason why I believe in New Year's resolutions for this debate is because I believe that it does give you a good motivation. It's the beginning of the year. Everyone is in a fresh mindset. And, you know, we're not going to stop anyone from achieving their goals in any month of the year. So there is no judgment here. And I think that the second point that I really wanted to say in terms of, you know, you saying about August is also the fact that you could sometimes be delaying your goals by saying that you don't believe in New Year's resolutions. So let's say I'm a person who doesn't believe in New Year's resolutions, and I'm saying that, you know what, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, so I'm going to start, you know, I don't know, I'm going to start studying in March because, you know, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. You could, in fact, be doing the opposite of what you said. So you think that people in New Year's resolutions, they're delaying their goals. But I, as a person who don't believe in New Year's resolutions, I could also be delaying the goals. So this can go in both ways. I could be like, you know what, I don't believe in all this January goals. I'm just going to do my goals in March. So, you know, anyone can delay their goals at any time. And the point that I wanted to say for these 2 minutes is the fact that I feel like in New Year's resolutions, everyone feels determined, everyone feels motivated, and I think that it allows you to have a sense of accountability, which I believe is really, really important. And I feel like a lot of people fail on their goals because they don't have accountability. And if you have a friend who's going to, you know, go running with you every week, or who's going to study 2 hours a day every day, then if you have someone in your life who will help you to do that, then I think that's much more beneficial. So therefore, I believe that this really gives accountability if you have New Year's resolutions.
Okay, so I was gonna get to that point. So that's really, really good. I think that this debate is going as... I feel like we're mind reading each other in a way. But the point that I would like to say in these 2 minutes, and going back to what Surabhi said, is that she talked about accountability, friendship, and motivation. So those are the things that I'm going to talk about. So in terms of motivation, I would like to say the first things first is that motivation is not a forever trait that not everybody can have a long lasting, because for that, I believe that if you want to achieve goals, you need self-discipline, and self-discipline can come in any shape or form at any time of the year. It doesn't have to be the 1st of January. So if you're thinking that motivation is what is needed for you to be able to achieve goals, I don't think that's true. That can be like a short-term kick in or a boost for you to achieve your goals, but that can kick in at any time. And most importantly, motivation is not the most important thing when it comes to achieving all of your goals. And we have already established this, and we have seen many YouTube videos talk about this as well, how self-discipline is more important than motivation. The second thing that I'd like to mention in the next 1 minute is making sure is that not everybody has a good support and positive support system and environment that can make them achieve those goals that they set for themselves, whether they might be New Year's or not. So we cannot say that everybody's going to be able to achieve those goals, because the environment that you live in, like a house or the people that are around you live in, can also actually have an impact on you. For example, if one of your parents have never seen you exercising and they see you exercising for the first time ever, they're going to be thinking, wow, you're going to be exercising now after 20 years of your life, like, oh my god. So they can be also like that. And also your friends can be like, why are you eating a salad today? You always eat a fries and a burger like for lunch. So those kind of comments and those kind of pass on comments can actually affect your, you know, motivation and self-discipline to actually achieve your goals. And that's when motivation actually goes away, especially if you don't have a good support system and environment. So what would you say about this?
Well, I think that personally, the first point is the fact that you said about motivation, how we should not rely on motivation. Well, I believe that motivation gives intention. And I think that if you do not have motivation, then you won't have an intention. If you don't have an intention, you won't have goals. And if you don't have goals, you won't have a plan. So I think it all goes hands in hand. And I'm not saying that motivation is something you're going to have all the time. Of course, we know that there are some days where you just have to get the work done, even when you don't feel like to. But I feel like in New Year's resolutions, it does give you that motivation in the beginning, as you said. And I think that because you know that, you know what, I started doing this since the 1st of January and right now is the 1st of February, do I really want to give up now after doing this for a month? No. And then you can carry on. Whilst if you do it in, like, let's say April, then perhaps you might be like, yeah, I started in 1st of April, but like I just kind of started in the middle of nowhere, you know what, let me just retry in January. So that it might not be as motivating. So I think that motivation is actually important, even if people argue that, oh, self-discipline is important. But who's going to even give you the intention to start in the first place if you don't have motivation? And the second thing that you said about, you know, not everyone has a good support system, I believe that we need to stop blaming others or thinking that others are the sole source of responsibility for how we act. So I know you might not even have friends in April. Where's the guarantee they're going to have friends in April or August or September? You know, you can have friends at any time. And therefore, I believe that, you know, when I said about, you know, when you're on New Year's resolutions, you're going to have friends with you. That is true, because everyone makes videos, for example, on YouTube on how to set their goals in January. They don't go and start making that in September, if you get what I mean, unless it's academic goals. But usually people will always try to start in January. And because everyone is doing it, you can also feel much more motivated. And my last point for these 2 minutes is the fact that I feel like that is the whole point of New Year's resolutions, for you to actually feel motivated. Like, we need to stop thinking that New Year's resolutions is actually going to delay our happiness or delay things. I think it's actually going to, the whole point of New Year's resolutions is for you to start afresh. So if you feel like someone's going to judge you for having the salad instead of the fries and burger, you can say, oh, it's my New Year's resolution, and no one's going to judge you because everyone's doing it. So I think it actually makes it much more easier to step into your goals.
Okay, now I'm going to be moving on to my last point of this debate, which is responding to my sister's claims about New Year's resolutions. So the first thing that I'm going to say about what she said about all the videos that are made in January usually of every year about how to achieve your goals and everything like that. But let's be honest, all those videos that people make on YouTube in that time of the year is because they want to hit the algorithm and they want to achieve as many views as possible, because they know that those are the trending topics in that moment. It's not that those people are so giving and they want to make sure that you are achieving your goals. No, they want to achieve the goals of hitting a certain number of subscribers or a certain number of views or a certain number of popularity and so on, whether they might be on TikTok, YouTube, and etc. And that's the point that I wanted to cover. And the second thing that I wanted to mention is that she's saying how she's saying that, you know, some people, you cannot keep yourself, you know, you cannot point fingers at others for you not achieving your goals. But obviously, if other people are not supporting you in your goals as well, and they're not cheering you up, obviously, then you have this low confidence in yourself that, wait, will I be able to achieve this goal? Because no one actually believes in me. Nobody's giving me that cheer, or, you know, nobody's actually supporting me in this. So should I be not achieving this goal at all or something? So that's when low self-esteem and a low confidence actually kicks in. And that makes you not want to achieve your goals anyway, regardless of how many good intentions you have or motivation you have. So sometimes having a good environment, a good support system can make the whole entire change game in terms of you achieving your goals, for sure. And also, I feel like that if people don't actually end up achieving those goals, they don't actually end up putting any New Year's resolutions anyway for the next year, because they're still doing the previous year's ones, because they haven't been able to achieve it. So these are the things that I would like to mention, and I wanted to mention in this debate. And obviously, people who overthink about their goals and oh, am I going to be able to achieve this, they're obviously not doing much anyway. So I don't think there's any point of putting any New Year's resolution goals.
Well, first of all, I think that you actually just contradicted yourself, because in the start you said that we don't need people to achieve our goals, but then now you're saying that actually we need people to cheer us up and to help us in our goals. So clearly what I said was right before, which is that you do want people in your life who motivate you and who actually make you feel like you can achieve your goals. And that's why I believe that January is the time where everyone is feeling motivated, everyone is in those positive vibes, they're starting the new year and they want to start it right. So therefore, I feel like everyone is in that zone where they do want to achieve their goals. And the second thing is also the fact that you said how people like YouTubers might want to hit the algorithm by setting videos on how to achieve their goals. But in my opinion, that is quite a selfish way to think, and not everyone is selfish. We're not going to just automatically assume that everyone who is, you know, posting a video on New Year's resolutions just wants to get the views. And again, as you said, there are going to be some people who are just not going to want to bother to achieve their goals in regardless of any time of the year. So obviously those people are not going to watch those videos anyways. Those people are actually motivated and want to achieve their goals are the ones who are going to watch those videos. And therefore, I believe that not everyone is selfish and that the right people will watch those videos and will want to efficiently plan their goals. And the last thing that I wanted to say is actually that I believe that, again, the fact about we already established that people will cheer you up in January, but I had my last point, which I'm getting out because I wrote in a notebook, and that is the fact that I believe New Year's resolutions definitely gives you something to work towards for the rest of the year. And I feel like the reason why a lot of people, for example, this is not me claiming to be a medical professional, but well, a lot of the times people feel depressed, especially if you see a lot of celebrities, for example. The reason why some of them feel depressed is because they have lost their sense of purpose. And if you are not having enough purpose in your life, then obviously you are not going to feel like to wake up. So I think New Year's resolutions gives you goals and gives you a purpose in life. And I think that there's nothing wrong with setting New Year's resolutions. So that would be our debate on New Year's resolutions. It did get a little bit fiery, but we hope that you've enjoyed, and definitely let us know your thoughts and comments in the review section or in the the Spotify comments box below, because there is a new feature where you can, you know, share your comments. And do you have any final thoughts or ideas for this debate?
Not really.
Exactly. So make sure to stay tuned for all of our upcoming podcast episodes for 2023, because we will hopefully have many more podcast episodes coming this year.
We really hope that you have enjoyed today's podcast episode.
If you're excited for our future episodes, make sure to subscribe or follow our podcast platforms currently on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.
You can also check out our website, surbyscribbles.com, for extra tips and tricks from us.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll hopefully see you next time.